When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Canada Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the Super Bowl Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. Now, the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Well, that's about a ditto of last Sunday out the window here. High clouds, but we can barely see the Olympics. We can see Seattle. And it's dry, so that's good enough for me. There's no snow out there. It is chilly, but looking warm and decked out in his cougar attire. And oh, how fun will this be the next month or two? We're getting streaming video. I'll just be able to turn the camera on him and show you what he's wearing. That, of course, would be Animal World's production engineer, Gary Hill, is here. Come on, Gare. Yeah, there he goes.
I haven't played this in a long time.
Oh, no. And Dr. Al is so excited about this. So let's get Sandy.
I'll play this for him, too.
Yeah, in the other room, Animal World's co-producer and call screener, Sandy Gaston, is here. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. Good morning.
I have to tell you guys, I was talking to Dr. Al yesterday, prepping for the show today, because, of course, it is the first Sunday of February. Do you believe that? Whoa.
I know. February 1st. That's just amazing.
Yeah, first Sunday of February. So that means Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk from Allergies to Cancer Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. He, of course, will be here joining us about the bottom of the hour. But anyway, I was chatting with him, and he said, boy, you know, all my colleagues and staff, everybody, they're all saying, geez, you really going to do the radio show on Super Bowl Sunday? And he's saying, yeah, I've been doing it on Super Bowl Sunday for years now. And he said, besides, the game doesn't start till 2, so I can do the show till noon. And he said, besides, if Gary can do it, I can do it. So, you know, he's feeling that NFL bond.
I'm
with
very
you, Gary.
Inspiring.
Yeah.
Inspiring.
Yeah, so I'm sure he will be excited to hear your NFL music. So we are, I mean, I don't know about you guys, I can't take a whole day of football and all that stuff.
Yeah, I can't either.
Years past, when I was an avid fan, not a problem, but hard for me to stay tuned anymore, unless it's like the year the Seahawks were there, I watched that. Of course, that was hard to stay tuned to watch as late as the game, but anyway, I'll make an effort. I always like to watch, you know, I try to watch the commercials, but, you know, I find all that hype about the commercials, the majority of them aren't that great.
Well, I don't know. I think that the smartest commercial is this half-second commercial because they have gotten more press on that half-second. They could
that's
never afford
that's that beer
it.
Commercial, right?
Is that what it, I don't yeah. even know what commercial it is.
Yeah.
They could have never afforded the amount of press that they've gotten for free for that half-second mm-hmm. commercial.
Oh yeah, it's worth it. I just if
so
they were all if
great.
They were all Budweiser Clydesdale commercials, I'd watch all of those because they do such neat stuff with the ball games with those horses and
one of my
favorite ones are the Budweiser horses. I think it's on YouTube. You can pull it up. Is the snowball fight? Have you seen that one?
Oh, that's
Sandy?
A cute one. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. And then the big old Clydesdale. The kid Clydesdales are under the tree, covered in snow, and the end of the commercial is the big Clydesdale goes over under the tree and then bumps the tree with his butt and dumps all that snow on the kids. It's yeah, cute. It's very cute.
It's very cute.
All right, so anyway, that's enough about football. Well, you know, we got to make Gary
You heard it
home.
Here, Gary.
That's enough.
Yeah, that's enough. You can play your music for Dr. Al. Okay. That's enough. I'll try not to mention it because I know every time I do, we'll get that music. You know, we skated through football season, though. We didn't have hear much of the Hawk in the NFL. I guess it's because we didn't do so well.
They were hawkless this year.
Yeah, yeah. But we didn't hear that Hawk. We used to hear that. Oh, well.
Maybe next year.
I repeat, enough about football. Shut up, Martha. Okay. Now, it is Vet Sunday, as I said, so we've got a lot to cram in here before we get to the bottom of the hour. Let's see, 10 o'clock today is when the tip will run, fall-winter tip. Cold weather, it was 36 degrees when I drove over this direction this morning, so it's important that you pay attention and keep your animal friends safe and warm in the cold weather. And we will do current events about 10:50 as usual, although I have to let you know that we are not going to have a new Pet of the Week this week, and that is because Nancy McKinney is out of town again, and we tried it with her out of town last week, you know, Sandy, and we had some problems with her cell phone.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know, it irritates me. I'm sure if you're listening to the show, it irritates you guys too when we get crummy phone reception and stuff. So we just decided to let Nancy have a weekend out of town and take the time off and not have to worry about talking to us at the airport on her, you know, BlackBerry. So at any rate, we will not have a new Pet of the Week this week, but we've got all of the previous Pet of the Weeks up that have not been adopted yet. You can find those on the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com, and click on Current Events, and they're spread around the page there, so you can see the animals that are still looking for homes. And Nancy will be back next Sunday with a brand new Pet of the Week. Let's see, at... as promised on Vet Sunday, you know, last week we introduced y'all to Dr. Bernard Bleem, the veterinarian in Illinois that recently, within the last few months, has discovered Dr. Al Pluckner's work and the Pluckner syndrome, this endocrine immune imbalance, and the way we're now referring to it. And he is so excited and bound and determined to put this on the map and get it out of the closet and get the medical community recognizing what's going on here. And at any rate, he said he would like to be a part of the show every Vet Sunday and update us on what he's doing, and that is, in fact, going to happen. He will be joining us for the last hour of the show. So he'll join us a little after 11, and we will have both Dr. Al and Dr. Bleem on the line in the third hour of the show. And Sandy, I got to say, I had a nice conversation with Dr. Bleem yesterday, and just since last month, a month ago, when he was on the show, he's done about 50 Pluckner cases.
Wow, that's incredible.
So this guy's going to town. He's got a huge state-of-the-art practice back there in Chicago. He's doing a lot of cases. So it'll be interesting to get caught up from him and see what's going on. And let's see. Then, holy mackerel, Sandy, you must be having to prop the door closed on the
goodness.
Animal World
I
Prize
know exactly
Closet.
Exactly what you're going to say. We've got so much today. This is just, I love it when we've got so much.
Yeah, yeah. So in the giveaway prize closet department, we have, because, of course, it's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al, we always give away a few copies of his book, Pets at Risk from Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. So you have the opportunity to call in throughout the show today and pick up one of those three copies. And I suppose I should mention at this point, because we do have so many giveaways, that station rules require us to manage our prize closet according to the station rules.
That's right.
And the station rules are that you can only win something once a month. So please, let's use the honor system, and if you've won something from us within the last 30 days, then unfortunately you're not eligible until your 30 days runs out. So please keep that in mind when you call in. But we have Dr. Al's books, and you don't necessarily have to call with a question. We put you on the air. You just have to talk Sandy into a book. You have to let her know.
That's right.
You deserve having a book. She won't give it
and
to
I'm
you.
And I'm pretty easy on that, on the books.
Well, you're easy, except that folks. The people drive, not you regulars, not talking to the regular listeners and those of you that have tuned in specifically.
Oh, I know
to
exactly
to show,
what you're going to say. You're going to tell people.
I know. Oh, Sandy's tough. But,
I am.
There are people, Gary, you know, people driving around town, you know, and they channel surf on their radio, and then they pull up Animal World. Mm-hmm. You know, they hit KKNW 11:50 a.m., start listening to the show. They don't have a clue what they're listening to, and they hear us say we're giving something away. They pick up their phone. They call right away because everybody wants to win something. They have no idea what we're giving away or what it's for. They just want to win something. Well, you don't want to be one of those callers, let me tell you, because Sandy's going to nail you to the wall. And if you can't tell her what we're giving away and why it's important and all that sort of stuff, you aren't going to get it. So.
Well, you know, you're right. People just want to win something, uh-huh. and I want these books to go to people that need them,
mm-hmm.
and they have an animal that's in distress, and they need to learn and educate themselves, not just because we're giving something away.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what happened.
That's why Sandy's in charge of that prize closet, man, though, because you don't get away with much with her.
No.
Yeah, so you better seriously appreciate the gift, or she hasn't given it to you. Now, speaking of serious appreciating gifts. The next thing we have in the Animal World Prize Closet, of course, would be our Wagon Tails liver treats and cookies. And holy mackerel, these are just, I think these are the greatest things since sliced bread. These little liver treats are so clean in terms of formulation, and Barbara makes them herself. And there's the original formula, there's a grain-free original formula, and now she's come out with a new duck liver. And I'll tell you, those are so popular. And Barbara, if you're listening, Barbara usually is. She either listens to the show or picks it up on the archives. I'm going to have to make an arrangement with you, Barbara, because I'm going to have to buy the little duck liver treats by the gross or something, because I am now using them in my private counseling sessions for when we're doing behavior modification and motivational and reward training with these dogs. These little liver treats, these duck treats, are phenomenal, and I just absolutely love them for that purpose, not to mention, you know, how they're great just as treats and so forth. But at any rate, we give away a couple of bags of the liver cookies on the show, and then we have unlimited 10% off discount purchase coupons if you purchase through the Wagon Tails website. So you can call Sandy to get win some a full bag or a container of the Wagon Tails liver treats, or you can get the 10% discount coupon. So that's 10% off your whole order. I think I need one of those.
10% off your order.
I'm gonna have to have her make me these by the gross to use on my private sessions. They're just really, really good.
Everybody loves them.
And then, of course, we have Addiction Pet Foods. They have a giveaway. We have a giveaway going for them. And we give away a bag of one of their new dry food, grain-free formulas, and a package of their meaty liver, or meaty treats.
Yep.
Their soft, moist treats. Now, we have made an executive decision here because we've given those away early in the show. And you have to earn the addiction giveaway. You've got to answer a question about their pet food. So you might want to be checking out addictionpetfood.com, their website. We have decided to withhold the addiction giveaway until the third hour. So when we start the 11 o'clock hour, we will give you the question that you have to answer, and then the first caller with the right answer will get the prize. So be prepared. We will do that in the 11 o'clock hour. All right, I think that covers the giveaway stuff. And holy mackerel. The last thing we've got to do here in the business department before we get to follow up on animals in the news is we are welcoming a brand new advertiser to the Animal World family today. And man, we are getting the quality stuff. We are officially welcoming to the Animal World family New Pro Supplements. And that's N-U-P-R-O, Nupro Supplements. Website is nuprosupplements.com. You will find a link to that website on the homepage of the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. I'm really excited about these supplements. They are very high quality. I have been using two of them myself with my animals, the Cat Neutro Nuggets. Is actually keeping my 15, almost 16-year-old cat alive. She's really, it's made a big difference for her. And, you know, you regulars will know that with my Annie Golden Retriever, and Sandy, you'll know that she has some physical problems that you know, some arthritic and joint problems that are genetic she was born with, and right. Now in her older age are a problem. And there's another herbal supplement for those kind of problems that I swear by and is my number one choice in using. Well, when we were considering advertising the Nupro supplements, they have a canine joint support formula. And, you know, I can't in good conscience advertise something without checking it out. So I reluctantly weaned Annie off the supplement she usually is on and put her on the Nupro joint support supplement, and I am very pleased to tell you. Now, they're different ingredients, and the Nupro has more stuff in it than the other supplement I use just for the arthritic and joint changes, but it's a fabulous product. Annie really likes it in her food, and I have to tell you now, she's been on it probably close to 3 months, and it has absolutely held her through the winter. She does not have any joint limping problems, which she didn't on the other supplement, but I was really concerned that she would on this one, but it is holding her just fine. So I can wholeheartedly say, woohoo! Nupro, good supplements. So listen for their ads and please support them. And we'll talk to them personally on the air, hopefully next week. All right, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors, speaking of them, here for the first time in this hour. And then we'll come back and a whirlwind of follow-up and animals in the news and good news. I can tell. Can you tell that we won't get to it all, you guys? Yeah, you can tell. Big pile. All right, stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
In 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers classes for everyone, from the pet and horse owner to the career seeker. Classes are available for large and small animal massage, as well as much more. You'll find online and classroom courses, workshops, and enrichment courses. Tuition financing available. To learn more, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. Mark your calendar for the one-day basic animal massage class coming up February 7th. For more info, go to NWSAM.com.
Tired of pet food that doesn't work for your dog or cat?
Yeah.
Worried about the quality of your pet's food?
Yeah.
Don't just settle. Embrace Addiction's grain-free food. Every pet owner wants the best for their loved ones, and Addiction does too. The time has come to make a change in your pet's life.
Addiction's new grain-free foods may be just the thing you need to make a change in your pet's life. Free from byproducts, corn, wheat, or soy, Addiction contains only the finest premium proteins and the freshest ingredients. Think grain-free. Think Addiction Pet Foods. Available in all good pet stores.
Do you feel vulnerable, depressed, grief-stricken, overwhelmed, discouraged, or just plain out of balance? Do you know who to call with your metaphysical problems? Nationally syndicated radio host Kim Iverson uses Robin as her spiritual empowerment coach for metaphysical needs. As a busy professional, Kim can't afford to mismanage her energy, so she books one-on-one phone sessions with Robin on a regular basis. Kim says, in my personal experience with Robin, she has brought peace of mind to my hectic life. Robin is a blessing. In the spirit of Robin's live appearance at the East West Bookshop in Seattle on January 25th, and for a limited time only, Robin is offering personal one-on-one phone sessions at over 35% off for regular rates when you purchase a package of three sessions. You may order as many as you want over the minimum of three at the same discount price. You can use these sessions for yourself or give them as gifts. Call Robin now because there are only a limited number of packages available at this special rate. To take advantage of this special offer, call Robin now at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993. Or email her at robin@robinalexis.com with your phone number. Call or email now.
Tell your friends, the place to be is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on our Super Bowl Sunday edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is Vet Sunday. We'll get to that after the bottom of the hour. Right now, we got to do a record speed drive through our follow-up, Animals in the News, and the best good news about animals. Start with some follow-up, and I'm just going to go really fast through this stuff, and I won't be able to give you the details on a lot of stuff. I'll just tell you where to find it. But the first follow-up, last week, I told you about that I had received a list of links to organizations that help with veterinary costs for people that can't afford it. And I got an email. I got several emails after the show. But one of them said, oh, I was sort of listening with half an ear. Where's that link on your website? Want to find it? And it is, by the way, you go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. On the left side of the homepage, click on services. That will take you to the page, and the first link is to this list of help for veterinary costs. Anyway, the gal, Deborah, that was emailing me looking for that, I then asked her, because she indicated she had had some experience with these organizations, and what was her experience? Well, listen to this. This is impressive, Sandy. It says, to answer your question, I used at least two of the services about a year ago. Help a Pet and iMom, I-M-O-M, both paid bills for my dog Jenna, who had kidney disease. Help a Pet was only able to pay up to a certain amount, about $500. iMom paid monthly expenses up to $300 per month, right up to and including euthanasia.
Oh, my goodness.
If it weren't for iMom, I wouldn't have been able to spend those last few precious months with Jenna. They were so awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, so apparently these organizations, they work. There is help there. So www.marthanorwalk.com, click on services. You'll find the link to the page that has all these organizations listed. All right, okay, looking up this, there's more in the honey department. You know, I've been talking about the honey laundering and the tainted honey that is not labeled and not monitored and all that stuff, which is really making a case for us getting our honey locally from our own local beekeepers so we know where it comes from. But the PI has been doing some incredible research on this, and another article on Monday, January 26th, made the front page, tainted products still slips easily into U.S. So pull that up. Honey laundering will get you the article if you're interested to read more about what's going on. There was a cute picture, picture in the PI of some of the recovering brown pelicans from California. See, Gary, here's a whole group of them. They're sunning themselves. And so a lot of these sick and ailing pelicans, they don't know what's going on with them, but they are surviving and being cared for. So if you wanted to see the picture, you can pull that up. And, hey, how cool is this when we have streaming video? See, I'm going to be able to put these pictures, I think, right up to the camera, and I'll be able to show them to you.
Very cool.
All right, a lot of sentencing going on in the court department over animal cruelty charges this week, not surprising, but let's see. This first, if you want the details, Seattle PI, 10 days in jail for bison slaughter. This is the software executive. It was sentenced to 10 days in jail for authorizing the slaughter of 32 of his neighbor's bison on his Colorado ranch. Jeff Hahn of Austin, Texas, pled guilty in November to criminal mischief and animal cruelty. He was sentenced Wednesday and ordered to report to jail by February 2nd. Hahn is the chief executive of Seattle-based Attachmate Corp. So hopefully people will realize you just can't go out and slaughter people's animals. Not acceptable. And we are holding these people to responsibility. All right, let's see. Kent man facing animal cruelty charges in 2007 attack on a dog. This was interesting. This happened over a year ago. And this was the guy in Kent who a neighbor saw a man beating and strangling his dog on the porch and called authorities. They came in. They arrested one guy. He said he did it. Went to trial and then said he didn't and was not convicted. And then he fessed up that he was trying to take the fall for his roommate. Well, the roommate's now been busted and is being charged. And bail will be set high, but he, as of Thursday, was not yet in custody. So at least they're following through on that one. And then, of course, with all these puppy mill busts, prosecutors have filed animal cruelty charges against the owners of the Skagit County Kennel, where investigators seized hundreds of dogs. Richard and Marjorie Sundberg of Mount Vernon each face four counts of second-degree animal cruelty in Skagit County District Court. And let's see, the charges relate to the care of four dogs in particular. In addition, the county's filed a civil lawsuit against the couple in Skagit County Superior Court. You know, investigators seized about 600 dogs, 500 of which are pregnant. Oh, unbelievable. And they are looking at pursuing charges against the other part of this family in Snohomish County in the Gold Bar area. Let's see. So, well, and then there's another case in Bellingham. This was a case that involved 50 animals in the Ferndale area of Whatcom County. They have now been charged with animal cruelty, and they're recommending a 90-day jail sentence for Maria and Richard Huffman. And 57 malnourished dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, and other birds were seized at the Huffman's home on October 9th. So, okay, so that concludes the follow-up department. Let's see in the news. We had some bird flu in turkeys in British Columbia, so Whatcom County down here in our state is doing more testing. Oh, great article. If you live in an area and are having trouble with deer eating your plants and stuff, there's a good article in the PI this week, Thursday the 29th, in the Northwest Gardens section. It's Ann Lovejoy's column, How Not to Feed Deer. So she talks about lots of plants that attract them and don't and how she handles it. So if you need some help keeping deer away from your plants and your garden, that will help. Sorry to tell you that the Los Angeles City Council voted Wednesday to finish a $42 million elephant exhibit and keep its lone pachyderm, Billy, at the zoo. There was a huge protest. Bob Barker, you know, the Price is Right guy, kind of heading the protest, and a lot of celebrities involved. And, of course, it was kind of the same thing as up here. They were trying to get them to shut down the elephant stuff and send this lone elephant to the elephant sanctuary in Tennessee, but they were not successful. A new baby at the zoo, Novia, 4.5-pound ocelot kitten, made both papers, pictures of the kitten, very cute pictures. So if you're interested in seeing the new ocelot, you can search it on either the Times or the PI website and see the picture. Well, God, this is the yuck for the day, you guys. In Kalama, Cowlitz County, so that's in our state somewhere, wherever that is, it says a Kalama police officer reached into a tank of sewage to rescue a dog. The officer was able to grab the sinking dog by the ear Tuesday and pull it out by the scruff of its neck. It had waste only on his, he had waste only on his sleeves until the dog gave a vigorous shake. The dog astray took off while its pen was being cleaned, apparently at the shelter. It jumped in the treatment plant's digester and couldn't swim in the filthy foam. Can you imagine? Ooh, isn't this just a yuck? After the rescue, the Long Island Daily News reports the officer took a long shower.
I love it.
And the chocolate lab was given a bath and was adopted later that day. So, good news there. All right, we better forego the music and and our sunshine.
Oh, my goodness, I didn't realize it's getting late.
Yes, it is. So, all right, and the best good news about Animals Department, there's a cute photo in the PI this week, Singapore, a female Bornean orangutan, born December 12th. And at the Singapore Zoo, it's hanging upside down. Look at this photograph, Gary. Doesn't it look surprisingly human?
Mm. Wow, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you can see it through the glass, Sandy. I can't wait until we have a camera in here so I can hold these up to the camera for you guys. But surprisingly human. Gary's in shock. Okay, let's see. The next good news made the front page of the Northwest Tuesday Seattle Times section, an article about Valentine's performing pigs. Performing pigs share couples' homes. Steve and Priscilla Valentine of Gig Harbor, beloved star Nellie and others are family. They're the ones that have been doing the Potbelly Pig Show for 19 years now. So pull that up if you want to read the article about them. It's a very nice article in our own Gig Harbor Potbelly Pig Show. Oh, another great, this is a fabulous story out of the Northwest Weekend section of the Seattle Times on Thursday. Who's there? It's prime season for owl watching around Puget Sound. And look at this photograph of this barred owl that this guy got. And then, is that incredible?
That's a great picture.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, this article is all about owl watching, and January and February are the best months to do that. This is primo owl season. And in January and February, owls are establishing territory, pair bonding, and beginning courtship. Great horned owls are already sitting on eggs, and barred owls will begin to nest in early February. And then there were a bunch of owl walks and owl toots and owl hoots events that happened this week before today, so I couldn't tell you about them, but there are other owl outings. Owl hoot outings are also scheduled at Camp Long in West Seattle on February 14th and March 7th. And so there's a phone number and website if you'd like to participate in those. So you can search those on at the Seattle Times. And let's see. The winner of the best good news about animals is out of the Seattle Times on Wednesday. Sharp-eyed rescuers revive eagle found clinging to life. Did you guys hear this story out of Yakima? This is pretty interesting. Let's see. The caller had reported seeing a dead eagle in his pasture. So when John McGowan approached it, he certainly didn't think he was looking at Sleeping Beauty. Yep, he thought, dead bald eagle. That was Friday morning. On Monday morning, thanks to some quick human response and some timely veterinary care, the not-so-dead eagle was soaring once again. And a horse was euthanized on this farm. And the body was left out in the pasture. And the eagle came and ate some of the dead horse.
Oh.
And so, you know, the euthanasia solution basically just puts you to sleep. Mm-hmm. And so it put the eagle, knocked the eagle out. But it wasn't enough to kill him. He was very close to death. But they were able to treat him and revive him. So there's a photograph here of the eagle being released back to the wild.
Wow.
Had a long neck, thanks to euthanasia and a horse. But fortunately, phew, survived. So good news. I have a couple of other articles, but they relate to the Pluckner stuff. So I'm going to save those for Dr. Al when we bring him up. So that concludes all of our animals in the news and good news for the week. So we will take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Sandy will get Dr. Al on the line, and we will begin Vet Sunday straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. If you got dogs, you need to know about my friends at the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. Now, they also have a great state-of-the-art cattery, so you can board your cat same place you board your dog. They do a free behavior evaluation, which is always fabulous if you got problems with your dog friend. But one of the best things is their fabulous state-of-the-art doggy daycare center. It's huge. It's great. They are conveniently located just off of 405, north of the 522 interchange. So if you travel that north 405 corridor to and from work, it's very easy to pop off on your way to to work, drop the dog off daycare, pick him up on the way home, and you can simply relax for the evening. Feed your dog. That's all you need to do. They're worn out from playing all day with the daycare dogs. Check them out. It's the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell, 425-486-9567. Or www.aocb.com. Tell them Martha Norwalk sent you.
Naturally Four Paws is a health food store for pets. Naturally Four Paws provides a total shopping experience offering only the highest quality natural, organic, and holistic pet supplies at moderate prices. A state-of-the-art self-service grooming facility and the highest level of personalized service. Naturally Four Paws is open extended hours and provides the best customer service to be found, including eco-friendly delivery. Naturally Four Paws has moved to a new Silverdale location at 9337 Silverdale Way Northwest in Silverdale Village. So stop by and check out the new store. Now partnering with local trainers, groomers, and veterinarians to offer in-store classes and seminars. Call 360-337-2444. That's 360-337-2444. Or go to naturally4paws.com for more information.
Tired of pet food that doesn't work for your dog or cat?
Yeah.
Worried about the quality of your pet's food?
Yeah.
Just settle. Embrace Addiction's grain-free food. Every pet owner wants the best for their loved ones, and Addiction does too. The time has come to make a change in your pet's life.
Addiction's new grain-free foods may be just the thing you need to make a change in your pet's life. Free from byproducts, corn, wheat, or soy, Addiction contains only the finest premium proteins and the freshest ingredients. Think grain-free. Think Addiction Pet Foods. Available in all good pet stores.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and oh boy, we're on the downside of this first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, I'll let you know that phone lines are open for the rest of the show. Sandy is here to take your calls, and you can raid the Animal World prize closet if you like. You can also, you know, get in line to talk with Dr. Al if you've got questions and so forth. But we probably won't take phone calls until after the top of the hour. At any rate, if there is something you want to know from our veterinarians today, if you've got specific questions, you can't call in for some reason, you can send us an email, and I'd say, you know, get going on those emails now. And our live email address in the studio is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So questions, comments, input of any kind that you want us to get today on Vet Sunday, send your emails as soon as you can. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And of course, if you need to call in with questions or to raid the prize closet, local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And long distance within Western Washington, 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And of course, if you have questions, you can't email us, but you also don't want to be on the air, you can always call Sandy at those numbers and tell her what you want to know about, and she can ask your question for you. All right, without further delay, let's welcome to our Super Bowl Sunday edition of Vet Sunday, Dr. Al Pluckner. Good morning, Dr. Al.
Good morning, Martha. How are you?
Here he's got some music for you.
Okay.
Can you hear it? Are you hearing the NFL music?
I'm not, Martha.
You can't hear it. Oh, well. You'll hear
clean
it.
Clean up your act, Gary.
Yeah. Hey, so I believe a month has gone by already. It's first Sunday of February. Thanks for taking time out of your Super Bowl Sunday to spend it with us here on Animal World. How are you doing down there in Southern California?
I'm doing okay. Keeping busy, 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 busy.
Yeah, and you've been telling me that you're delighted to be back in practice, so you must be seeing a lot of patients, huh?
Yeah, I am. I'm a tremendous number. We had a Sunday that was unbelievable. I've never been so busy in my entire life.
Really?
But it was good. Good busy. You know, happy busy.
All right. I've got, you know, for the longest time when you've been doing the show, you were retired and in the wilderness in Idaho. And,
correct.
You know, we talked a lot about, of course, you did a lot of work to rehab the land there and plant and so forth to accommodate a lot of the wildlife.
Right.
But you also would report to us on what was going on with wildlife in that area. I have a couple of animals in the news stories this week in the paper that I saved, didn't cover until I've got you on the line here because I want your input related to these articles. And I think we'll start with that. This made the front page of the Seattle Times this week on... I don't have the date, but anyway, one day this week, and the headline: Can Wolves Restore an Ecosystem? Wolves last roamed the Olympic Peninsula nearly a century ago. A controversial new study argues the absence of these predators has led to dramatic and often destructive shifts in the area's ecology. Now, it's a very long article, some beautiful photographs, and a lot of text, so pull it up on Seattle Times if you didn't have a chance to read that. Dr. Al, they describe in this article... that the wolf, of course, was the top predator in the chain of wildlife, you know, on our Olympic Peninsula. And when we eliminated the top predator, things got out of balance with everybody below the wolf. You know, too many elk and then the elk destroying a lot of the vegetation and then smaller animals suffering and all of that. And the article would support the effort to reintroduce wolves to the Olympic Peninsula and with the idea that restoring the top predator in the food chain, the balance would come back to the area. But I know, you know, we've reported on the wolves in Idaho and Montana and Yellowstone and all of that for a long time. And Al, you've chimed in because you had firsthand experience living in Idaho. You were in one of the states where wolves have been reintroduced. And you, of course, are a good one to address this because your heart, of course, is with the animals, and you have devoted much of your life to wildlife rehabilitation and sanctuary and all that sort of stuff. And, of course, you were totally gearing your property over there to support the wildlife, correct?
Correct. That's correct, huh?
But with the reintroduction of the wolves over in that area, the population kind of got out of control, and you had some problems related to the wolf, didn't you?
Yeah, we definitely did.
Can you describe the problems that were going on?
Well, the wolf population has increased significantly to a point where, as you know, we've got altered environments, and to put these wolves back in, and you and I know, not spayed, not... neutered so that they can procreate, you don't really know what effect it's going to have. And, you know, each situation is different. You know, you're talking about the Olympic Peninsula now, and these people are talking about the top predators. Well, the wolves got to a point where been a number of times where they've just killed for the fun of it. And, you know, I never realized that.
Well,
but
that's
I've seen too many instances where they'll kill dogs, they'll chase the coyotes out, and as far as on the Olympic Peninsula, like Yellowstone, so on and so forth, what happens is usually the animals will be chased out by the wolves. And so as far as them staying there and having an overpopulation, it's questionable because, you know, you've got to look at that environment. What is the environment? How has it changed now from the time it, you know, the wolves were there a century ago? You know, what's going on? What are there no other predators? How many coyotes do you have? How many mountain lion? They're predators.
Right.
They take the young, too. How about your bears? Your bears take quite a few of your elk cubs and things.
Well, what I'm thinking here, and what I wanted to bring to everyone's attention, is that you are able to absolutely document, you know, because we think wolves do have an incredible moral compass within their wolf world, and it is true that in a balanced ecological environment, wolves don't kill more than they need and only to eat. But you experienced firsthand, Dr. Al, when the wolf population got out of control over there in Idaho and there were too many wolves, you firsthand saw them killing more for sport.
Exactly.
And you know, for something to do.
Right.
Rather than just for what they would eat, because they would kill and leave the carcasses.
Exactly.
And so
we saw a lot of this. I think Fish and Game saw this. Esper's Indians saw this.
Yeah.
I think the other end of the stick, too, Martha, mm-hmm. are the wolves of today the same as the wolves from a century ago?
Well, I can't answer that, but I'll tell you the point that I want to make and what I'm going to start, talking about and tell everybody really pays attention. I think we get these grand ideas, and I'm all for, you know, having wolves back in the environment, but we have to remember how Mother Nature works, because if we bring these wolves back like we've done in Idaho, Montana, Yellowstone, that sort of thing, if you don't let the whole Mother Nature picture unfold, we're going to be in trouble. And the top predator, if there are no predators to deal with the top predator, it's going to get out of balance. And that's what's happened over there. And, of course, then, you know, the activists and, of course, we animal lovers, we get all upset when we talk about hunting or killing the wolves. But I don't see a way to reintroduce wolves back to the Olympic Peninsula in our state if there is no predator that's going to monitor the wolf population.
Well,
doesn't that kind of make sense, Al?
Well, yeah, and my thought, as I mentioned a number of times to you, if they're going to reintroduce wolves on the Olympic Peninsula, why not do 25 pairs that are neutered and spayed?
Right.
To see what their impact is. And if the ratio, and this is where the game department, everybody has to come in to counting the different species.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I love wolves too, but I also love deer, I love elk, I love moose.
Yep.
Love bear, love cougar, the whole bit. And in their system, they're, you know, that we're putting them back into, you know, quotes, our Olympic Peninsula that has changed quite a bit. With an introduction of a wildlife species, I think they should not go in ready to procreate to see what's going to happen. Why don't you put them in there and see what impact they have? This way you've got a controlled population. Now, if you figure it's working, and you want to put in another 5 or 10 pairs of non-neutered, non-spayed wolves to see what they're doing, but to go full bore with it and do, you know, 50 pair, whatever they're doing, and I don't know, so...
Well, there are no plans to bring any wolves back now. They're just talking about all of this, which is why I want to get the dialogue going here from a realistic perspective, you know, about the potential. And I think your idea is an excellent way to test the water, so to speak, is bring in, you know, wolf families that are spayed and neutered or sterilized so they can't multiply, and you can evaluate their impact on the environment without having the population get out of control. What is this going to do? And then if you're really going to bring back wolves that are able to breed and multiply, then it is important to understand that we're going to have to answer some really serious, painful questions. Are we going to allow hunting of wolves? Because humans, of course, are then the top predator in line that really need to be there to keep everything in balance.
Right. So, well, you know, these animals, wildlife is coming into the communities. There are these reports of cougar attacks on people on bicycles and things. And as we encroach, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure what the overall plan for the Olympic Peninsula is, but as we encroach upon all these animals, predators or not, there can be problems with an overabundance of them.
Yeah.
Even getting, you know, running something on the highway or a road. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. And I think these people that are interested in doing that need to be realistic, too. And I think they have a little bit of a wolf history going with the states that have already put the wolves there. And the point of it is they can't be humaniacs. Okay, they've got to be conservationists.
Yep.
They have got to realize if you want the wolves there and you want them to live in a symbiotic situation with the rest of the animals, then why don't you look at the other states? But obviously, you're going to see lobbyists, cattle people that don't want them there, other people that don't want them there, often hunters that don't want them there, because the elk won't stay there and let the wolves kill them. Trust me, they're smart. The deer won't either. They will migrate. They will get into a safer area. And so what have you done? You've got the predators, and there's no food chain. So where do they go then? They start after your dogs, your cats, your children. You know, it's time for these people to grow up.
Okay, so all of you out there listening, pay attention to what Dr. Al is saying, and we need to pay attention to what's going on in our state, because we don't want to just go into this, bring the wolves back, and have them get out of control, and then we have to face killing them and all of that. We really have to look at what we're doing, and it'll be the voices of all of you talking to Fish and Game and put input into all of this to get everybody on board so that we don't make the same mistakes that have been made in other parts of the country. All right, we're going to wrap up this discussion right now. We'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors. I was going to do the next article I have relates to Tasmanian devils and their possible extinction down under, and I do want it because I think it relates to the imbalance, and I want to ask Al about that. But, you know, phone calls always take priority. We're already getting phone calls, and Mary in Florida, you hold on because we will give you priority. We'll take your call next. So stay with us. Animal World continues Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Wagon Tails Liver Cookies, healthy, handmade treats for your dog that offer a heart full of love in every bite. Wagon Tails Liver Cookies are made with only the highest quality human-certified ingredients that come from a local meat market and restaurant supply companies. They never use byproducts, wheat, corn, soy, or products with hormones or antibiotics. And dogs absolutely love them. Go to WagonTailsCookies.com to order this fabulous treat and read the heartwarming story about Willow, the inspiration for Wagon Tails Cookies.
Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest standard of excellence for product quality, palatability, and customer satisfaction. They pride themselves on making only the highest quality, all-natural pet foods using the finest ingredients available. All of their products are made the Canada way with superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and they're naturally preserved. Discover for yourself and your pets the benefits of feeding Canada and Feel-A-Day all-natural pet foods. Go to www.canada.com for more information.
Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon, and now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are seriously winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon, and you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, I know that we have a ton of new listeners out this week that are very interested in the Pluckner syndrome, the endocrine immune imbalance that Dr. Pluckner has discovered, and what we talk about all the time on Vet Sunday. I will, at my earliest opportunity, Dr. Al and I will go back to the basics and explain to you what it's all about and all of that, and which I was going to do in this segment of the first hour, but since we've got callers waiting, we're going to get to that right now. And I just want to let you new folks listening, if you don't know what this imbalance is about, we will get to explaining that to you in detail as soon as we can. But right off, Dr. Al, let's go to Florida. Welcome, Mary. I'd say good morning, Mary, but I think it's afternoon in Florida now, isn't it? Hello, Mary.
Yes. Yes, hello.
Yeah, it's afternoon down there, isn't it?
It sure is.
And have you got sun going on down there?
Yes, it's a little chilly, though.
What's chilly to you?
Chilly's in the 40s.
Oh, well, okay. I guess that's chilly in Florida.
That is
chilly.
Yeah, we're in the 30s. Okay, so anyway, Mary, how can we help you?
Oh, I have a four-year-old Doberman that, through extensive research, I found out she has endocrine immune imbalance. We had the diagnostic services do the blood work.
Okay, so you are familiar with Dr. Pluckner's work, and you had the blood sent for an EI1 to the lab. Okay.
But my vet is totally at sea about this, and he's called Dr. Pluckner twice, but he wasn't able to get a hold of him. So I have a couple questions, dosage-wise, plus she has corneal arcus, so I know her cholesterol's high. How do I get that down even? My vet doesn't even know that, and she can't take red yeast rice because it's a Doberman. And I'm just bashing my head against the wall.
Yeah, people take red yeast rice.
I take it, but it's a blood thinner.
To lower cholesterol levels. I see.
And it does work.
Right. Now, okay, so Dr. Al, how does high cholesterol relate to the imbalance?
Well, what happens is when the estrogen levels are high because the cortisol is low, it binds the thyroid. And so the cholesterol coming into the body is not being processed correctly. And so you do get a buildup of cholesterol. So what happens is once you recreate a proper immune surveillance and hormone management of the thyroid, normally the cholesterol will get better. And many of the ophthalmologists over the years have gone to non-meat foods, totally non-meat, to get rid of the cholesterol bodies. And years ago when I had a non-meat food, they used that extensively. So the point of this, you need to not only look at what's going in, but how it's being processed. And I would hope that, you know, I'm sorry your vet has not been able to get a hold of me because I am available.
We want to, before we let you go, Mary, we'll ask Al the best way for your vet to contact him. We'll make sure that you're able to make that connection.
On my email is the easiest.
Okay, and
that is on the website.
Okay, Mary, have you got Dr. Al's website?
I have two different websites. I have what's the new for me, that Ice Age one?
Yeah.
Is it on that one?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so your vet can contact him through the website. He just can send him an email.
Okay. Her last blood work.
All right, but your name is Mary. What's your veterinarian's name, Mary?
Dr. Landis.
Dr. Landis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Dr. Al...
I'll certainly look for that.
Yeah, Dr. Al will alert to that name. So tell Dr. Landis that Dr. Al will expect to hear from... Is it a him or her?
It's a him.
A him, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But
I know he had questions on dosages and that.
Right, right. Well, Dr. Al can make suggestions as to what he needs to do treatment-wise. But
okay.
I hope you understood his answer. The bottom line, you know, with the higher cholesterol is a result of the endocrine immune imbalance.
Yeah.
And in most cases, you treat the imbalance... The cholesterol is going to straighten out.
I have
the triglycerides.
Yeah, right. So you don't need to do anything special,
except
that, of course, you're dealing with a dog, so you do need to address the food. We need, you know, simple formula, hypoallergenic, rotational diet.
He's allergic to everything.
Yeah. Dobermans tend to be. Dr. Al, you had some really sensitive Dobermans in your life and with the imbalance and so forth.
And I worked with a Roz Wheelock who, for 30-some-odd years, she bred Doberman, and I helped her show her how to have the healthiest Dobermans in the world by testing the parents before they're bred, making sure they're not off the same area. And we actually got rid of the enlarged heart, the cardiomyopathy. One of the dogs was responsible genetically for passing that on. And so VWD, the Von Wildebrandts, there's a whole bunch of things that you can measure in the parents before you breed them, or whether you should even do that breeding or do a different breeding.
Wow. We don't breed. We're in rescue.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And she's a rescue.
So what else do you need to know, Mary?
Basically just the dosages. I've given her thyroid. She's on thyroid. She's on Medrol. And her dosage on thyroid is 0.5 five and a half. If I go any higher, she gets hyper. And it's still showing low on the blood work. What do I do?
That means she's malabsorbing. One of the things you have to look to, and Dr. Landris has to look to, is you look at that IgA antibody. If that's below, say, 66, 67, then the Medrol is not going to work. Nothing's going to work. You need an injection, and I can certainly make suggestions to Dr. Landris. So you're looking at malabsorption because of the IgAs.